Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show, and I am Glovina Williams. It is such a pleasure, as always, to have you here with me during this live podcast. There's so many other things you could be doing and so many other places that you could probably just tune into, so I'm grateful that you're here with me. You know, in this episode, if you notice, we titled it The Cleanup Week. The reason why I titled this Cleanup Week is because, you know, many of you know that I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. And even as an adult, when people visit this beautiful city, sometimes and often people will comment on what a clean city it is. And I give them my spiel, my story about when we were growing up, what some call spring break, we used to call it cleanup week. And we would get a week off school, and that week would enable us to clean up. Yeah. I don't know. Can I get a sound check from someone, please? Can I please get a sound check? Thank you so much. All right, great. Thank you. Thank you, Oklahoma. And so they would give us, we would get the 5 days from school, and the entire communities, we would clean house. We would clean around our properties. We would wash the windows. I mean, it was a family affair, a community affair. It was a citywide affair, cleanup week. This was a time when we had an opportunity to get rid of old things, make room for new things. And I just thought about that cleanup week. And this is what I want to talk about today, how to complete some of those unfinished projects. Yeah, just a few tips today on, you know, kind of developing a completion mindset, a completion mindset. I want to start out with a scripture from Hebrews 11, and it's verse 1 through 3. This is really one of my favorites. This particular scripture actually changed my life. I was a very young woman living in Chicago, and this scripture was presented to me, and I took it to heart. And I took every word and I looked it up in the dictionary. And it said, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when I looked up that word substance, now faith is the essence. Now faith is really whatever it is that you desire. It's going to be made out of faith. Yeah. Can you imagine how that can change your life if you embrace this? Now faith is the substance, the essence, the assurance of things hoped for. It is the evidence. It's the conviction of things not seen. So what you don't see with the natural eye, through faith, it can begin to develop in your mental capacity and eventually manifest and demonstrate itself in your life in the third dimension. For by it, the scripture says, people of old received their commendation. And by faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that that which is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Yeah, cleanup week. Faith to be able to make a decision, develop a plan, start the plan, continue with the plan, finish the plan, and then you can stamp it complete. That's called a cycle of completion. It sounds very simple, but sometimes it even takes that faith to know. You know, you could be just looking at a project or something that you've been putting off because it just seems insurmountable. But faith will take you to that level where you will begin to do what? Make the decision. I'm going to begin to work on this. I may need to sit down and draft a plan. I'm good at that. That part, I make the decision, I draft the plan. Don't forget, my beloveds, I am not above what I'm teaching and what I'm sharing. Listen, I make the decision, I make the plan. I use PowerPoints and everything. Anyone that's ever been to my home, they can see these plans on the refrigerator. And then I start it. And then I begin the process of continuing, and sometimes I don't finish it. But that's the key. Cleanup week. Let's begin to clean up. Let's begin to complete some of those projects. The cycle of completion. You know? The must do to complete anything. And how many of us don't complete our projects? Don't complete a paper that we need to do, someone that we need to contact. You know what it is that you need to work on. And sometimes we'll begin it. I do that. It could perhaps be a paper or a book that I'm working on. And I'm right at that point of finish. And I leave that one little thing undone. What happens, my beloveds, is that when we leave that one little thing undone, it's not finished. That doesn't mean if, you know, I believe it's called the Pareto principle, you know, the 80-20 principle. You know, sometimes you can get something 80% done. And depending on what it is, believe me, you're far ahead of the game. Because when you come back to do that 20%, you realize, wow, I only have just a little bit more to do, just a small, minute portion that needs to be completed. And sometimes that's the motivation. Sometimes that's the assurance. That's the faith. That's the substance of getting that last little bit done. You know what? We have to complete, even if I can switch gears here, excuse me for a moment. Sometimes we even have to complete the past in order to successfully live in the now. Have you ever thought about that? Sometimes some things in the past need to be completed successfully so that we can live in the now. Because it's now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The now faith is the evidence of things not seen. How about that? Cleaning up some things in our past as well. Completing some things in our past. Wow. You know, they're not absolutely sure who wrote the book of Hebrews, but we give credit to Paul for that. But isn't that a powerful reminder, a proclamation, a declaration? In other words, what I'm hoping for, I have the assurance of my faith that this will come into the visible realm where I can see it, touch it, you know, discern it with the five senses. Sometimes things that we do, you know, the projects that we need to complete, take them in small portions. Take them in small portions, because really our projects are representing our distinct goals. When you complete a small portion of your project or whatever it is that you need to do, when you complete a small portion of it, it's like a milestone of the larger thing that you need to do. Hey, I've got that part done. I'm just here today. I mean, you have tuned into a live podcast. I just want to inspire you. I want to prompt you, my beloved, to action. That's what I want to do. You know, there's actually an institute that's called a Project Management Institute, and they have defined these various project phases. I say project, your goal, whatever it is that we need to do. And it also has a life cycle. Yeah, it has a cycle, you know, this step, that step, then the next step, and then to completion. Let me give you this real quick project management life cycle. You have to initiate the project. Begin it. Yeah. Launch it. That's what I call a launch. Give it a launch, my beloveds. And then do the planning. Plan it out, how you're going to do it. You know, that upfront planning helps a lot because it gives us like a blueprint. It gives us like an agenda. You know, it's like if you've ever emceed a program, you have an agenda. If you get off course, you go back to your agenda and you pick up where you left off. So that's part of what the planning does. The planning gives us a blueprint. Sometimes it doesn't really matter, my beloveds, how small the project is. I say that because I have goals, and I try to always take each goal that I have and I plan it out. It could be something as simple as inviting someone over for dinner. Yeah, or having a small gathering at my home. I write the plan out, which includes perhaps the menu. Maybe I'll have a small gift for each one. It'll include that. All of these things take time, and there's steps involved. So first, initiate it. Start it. Launch it. Then begin to plan it. In other words, begin to write it out, type it out, however you do it. Draw it out. Yeah. You know, that's often what construction workers do, engineers, architects. They draw the plan out and then begin what? The execution. That means start it. Start it. So you've already done two things. Hey, I'm starting this. I've made the decision. I'm going to do this. I'm going to initiate it. And the first thing I'm going to do is to begin to write out the plan as to how I'm going to execute this. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how big it is. I promise you, this will help you to get started. Sometimes the planning alone, getting it on paper, it becomes a goal and not just a wish. Not just a wish, a coulda, shoulda. It actually becomes a plan that you, my beloveds, can execute. And then you have to monitor it. Like I said, go back to the plan. Go back to the plan. Make sure that you're on point as you are continuing to not only set your goals, but meet your goals. And take control of what you need to take control of. It could be your time. Maybe, you know, I'm not spending enough time on what I need to be doing. Hey, cleanup week. Let's clean, and it also unclutters the mind. Do you ever have something? I know that you do because I do as well, and we have so much in common. I have something to do, and if I don't do it, it lingers in my mind. Yeah, I see you there, Gloria, from Hyattsville, Maryland. Yeah, it just lingers. And then we monitor, you know, what we need to do, and then we control it. Yeah. And then what? We bring it to closure. Mm-hmm. It's a life cycle. It, you know, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It comes to a closure. And then that cycle of completion. Make the decision, make the plan, start it, continue it, finish it. Bam, complete. Yeah. You know, in order for us to complete anything, we have to start it. And how many of us don't complete? We leave, like I said, that one little thing undone. Wrap that small thing up. Begin to think about some things. You know, I have some goals. I have some projects that I'm working on, and they're almost finished. And perhaps I set it aside for whatever reason. Maybe I got a little frustrated. Maybe I got a bit overwhelmed, and I set it aside. I left that one little thing undone. I need to go back and revisit that. I don't have to initiate it, right? I don't have to write out the plan. I don't have to start it. Now I'm at the phase of I have to monitor and control it, right? I have to finish it. You can do it. I know that you can. I find that when I have incomplete things to do personally, and you may experience this as well. Sometimes these incomplete projects that I have non-closure with, you know, it just kind of makes my mind foggy because my mind gets cluttered. It can be a promise. Hey, how about that? It could be a promise that you need to fulfill. It could be an agreement that you need to bring closure to, a covenant that you made with someone. Maybe, you know, it could be a list of things. Finished, please listen, my beloved. It takes up room for the new projects, for the new things that we need to start. Ah, yeah, how about that? Unfinished. That's why I said cleanup week. Unfinished takes up room where new projects need to begin to move in. New goals, yeah. New and exciting things that need to move in. But guess what? Unfinished things have taken up so much space. Everything's on top. And it could be slowing down your destiny. It could be. Could that be? I don't know. It's just a thought. Because I want to remind you, want you to live the abundant life. And the word even says, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Yeah. So why? That brings the question, why do we not complete or finish things? Sometimes it can be a block in our mind. Something's blocking you. Something's blocking me from moving forward. Something's blocking this committee to get this project complete. A block in the mind. It could be fear. Yeah, it could be fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear, maybe even if I do this, I'll become very famous. Fear of success. You know, I may be expected to do this all the time. Yeah. Fear of expectations. It could be a block of just being plain afraid. You know, we call it scared. Also, it could be something from our past that reminds us of when we did it before or tried it before, it didn't work. That's where we really tackle it again, overcoming the past. Yeah. You know, another block in our mind can be that we're really not clear as to what we should be doing. Go back to the plan. Oh, these are, you know, these are simple instructions, and I want to add this. The majority of these directions and instructions, they are simple and they are easy. Sometimes the toughest part comes in, the complicated part comes in the continuing portion. But it's easy to initiate. It is. Make up your mind. And then it's easy to plan. Sit down. Take a moment and do some pre-planning, some upfront work. And it's easy to execute. Now, we must monitor, we must control it, we must continue. I'm motivating someone. I know I am. Sometimes it can be a block in our mind of just some emotional baggage. It could be the fear of making a decision. These are just some things that could block some of our minds. You know, you may be able to add to that list. But let's get into the completion mindset. Here's a completion mindset. The end is declared from the beginning. In other words, God has already planned and completed our end. It's declared from the beginning. If you receive the inspiration to start a project and what if it doesn't turn out right? The end is declared from the beginning, says the Lord. Yeah, already done. But we need to walk it out, as they say. We need to initiate it, make that plan, begin to work on it, monitor it, control it, and then bring it to completion. Bring it to a closing. It's already done, my beloveds. This is already done. But we have to take those steps in order to bring it from the invisible realm into the natural realm, the physical realm, the three dimensions. It's up to us. God has already done it. And Jesus, of course, completed his task. Now we have to ask, seek, and knock. Ask for help. Yeah. Seek, look for the help. And then when you get to that door of opportunity, don't be afraid to knock. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door shall be open. You can ask, what do I need to complete this? Write that down. And we're not the only ones. I promise you. I mean, this goes on in big corporate America, in small corporate America, in profit and for-profit organizations and non-profit organizations. It goes on in families, in committees, in head op committees. These things go on. We're not the only one. Many others are faced with the same thing, unfinished projects. Time to clean those things up. Many people do. Yeah. You know, there's a saying that goes like this. 5 things completed are better than 20 things half done. 5 things completed are better than 20 things half done. In other words, let's not get overwhelmed with all that we have to do. Let's work on this project, then that project. And you can multitask. You may do a little bit of this project, then work on a little bit of the other one and then the other, but make sure that you do something in order to move forward. Sometimes what I'll do, and this is just a little personal thing that I do, sometimes I'll say I'm going to do one thing every day for these 3 things that I'm working on. And need I say, I'm making progress. I'm continuing. I'm monitoring and controlling. But the key is, we've got to finish these things. We've got to do some cleanup on some projects that are left behind. Just start 3 things. You see, I didn't say one. Just start 3 things. If not just starting 3 things, begin to maybe start one, in other words, initiate one, work on, do something for one that you've already started, you've already initiated, and then work on another one. How about that? This is good. I know that it is. It's going to help us because sometimes we have to sometimes we have to deal with the vacuum principle. Make space for something new. You know, maybe you need a mini storage so that you can put all, you know, all those cassette players and, oh, I'm going to go old school on us, the VCRs that we don't want to let go of, you know, the big tube televisions. I can't let these things go. Why? Because we say to ourselves, they still work. Well, they worked in the world before, but, you know, things don't have to break in order for us to move them on to another life or recycle them. But back to the vacuum principle, make space for something new. Maybe you have to get a mini storage and store those things. It's worth the money to move them out of sight and to get them out of the way so we can clear out the old and make room for the new. Have you ever gone through your closet and cleaned it out and, I mean, really trimmed it down real nice, and before you know it, it's filled again? Because you created a vacuum. Yeah. Yeah. So we can clear out the old so we can make room for the new. This is a new season for us. This is a reset time for us. I believe that God is doing something absolutely marvelous in our life. I believe, I mean beyond a shadow of a doubt, that old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Why? Because if anyone is in Christ, you're a new creation. A new creation is taking place in you. The old has gone and the new is. Let's begin to work on some of those things, and it may include getting rid of some old things. Clear out the old. Make room for the new. My God, they say if you haven't worn it in 6 months, I'm just talking about clothes right now, and it's not a special item, you know, like an evening gown or a tuxedo that you want, you know, to keep, then begin to move those things out. You want something new. You've got to get rid of the old. New thoughts? Get rid of some of the old, outdated ones. Behold, all things have become new. A new woman, a new man, a reset. Wow. Because incomplete, it keeps the abundance from showing up in our lives. Incomplete is a roadblock to abundance. So initiate the project. Begin by planning. Write it out and then execute it. Monitor it and control it and then bring it to closure. That's the management lifestyle. Another one is the cycle of completion. Make a decision, make a plan, start it, continue. Sometimes that's the longest process. And then finish it. Bam! It's complete. I'm so happy that you joined me today. I hope you've been inspired. I hope that you've been energized. Do something new and innovative so that you can complete these things. I want to say hello. Shout out to my beautiful mother. I love you. I want to shout out to my beautiful aunts. I love you. I want to say hi to Reverend Russell today. I want to thank you for that beautiful lunch the other day. Yeah, thank you so much. I want to shout out to the EEO staff at the Pentagon. Yeah. Hi, Prophetess Judy. Hi, Terry. Hi. I want to say hi to the family in Florida. Thank you for your love and support. Hi, Marie. I'm going to call out my aunt's names. Hi, Rosemary, Steen, Jewel. I love you all so much. I love you so much. I want to shout out to Deacon Johnny and Nikki. Hi, Sheila. Hi, Gloria, Wanda, Margareta. I want to say hi to Lenora. I want to say hi to Chris. Hi, Jewel. I want to say hi to Janae, Vicky, Dominique, Gladys, Carla. Oh, my God. Shirley, hello. How are you? I want to say hi to Minister Denise out in California. I love you so much. Hi, Christy. If I didn't call your name, it's definitely not because I don't love you. Hey, I want to say hi to Coach LaRussia. Oh, you're amazing. I want to say hi to LaDonna. It was great to see you on Saturday. Shout out to the fabulous Olivet Baptist Church. You know, this church in Chicago, Illinois, on 31st and King Drive, is 174 years old. Can you imagine? Hey, it was one of, if not the first, mega black church in Chicago. Ah, I love you all so much. I want to shout out to Apostle Jane. I want to shout out to Maddie and Betty, Dr. Patra, the Yokoyamas. Oh, my goodness, if I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you. Hi, Wanda. I love you. I know I've got two Wandas. That's why I did that again. Oh, my God, this is awesome. You are indeed a pleasure to be with. I love you. And I want you to have a fabulous week. Come on, let's get some of those cleaned up.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show, You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.